Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Ooh, it's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas.
Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you from Las Vegas. How appropriate that we have Dean Martin on the show. I mean, Dean Martin was so smooth. And we have Sportsnet's Gene Principe coming down the path at 1:35. Now, I will say this, Gene was and is considerably better behaved than Dean Martin was in his prime. Those, if you want to, you know, just take a trip down memory lane and see maybe the way the world used to be, just for you know what's in giggles, go out there and watch the Dean Martin celebrity roast. I'm not saying they're quite like the Comedy Central celebrity roasts with the legends like Greg Giraldo, who's no longer with us. But it was cutting stuff, and let's just say not the most politically sensitive material at the best of times. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer joining you in Las Vegas. The Oilers on the second of a back-to-back tonight, coming off a 5-4 victory last night at Mullet Arena in Arizona. Conservative estimate of the 4,600 fans that were at the game, 3,000 of them were Oilers fans. Edmonton and Vegas tonight, a showdown between two of the top three teams in the Pacific Division. Basically, there's six teams competing for top spot overall. Edmonton needs to win tonight outright in order to really get into the mix there. But nonetheless, firmly in a playoff spot. Oilers Now brought to you by World of Spas. Aching after a long day, World of Spas offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with World of Spas, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. We have a lot to get to on today's show. First of all, I just want to thank Brendan Escott for pinch hitting yesterday. We were running around Arizona. We had an abbreviated show. Far more significant and tough times in Edmonton. For a multitude of reasons, it made a lot of sense to carry the funeral yesterday in Edmonton for the two fallen police members, and it's still something that I think a lot of us have sort of coming to terms with, but with the passing of Constable Travis Jordan and Constable Brett Ryan. So we had an abbreviated show yesterday, which was definitely 100% the right call, and we're going to get back on it today and do a two-hour edition of Oilers Now and have some fun, because at the end of the day, this truly is the toy department of life. The Edmonton Oilers did get the win last night. They are in Vegas tonight, and we got a jam-packed show. A complete recap of last night's victory for the Oilers coming up. We'll hear from Jay Woodcroft, Zach Hyman, and Nick Bjugstad. And then at 12:35, Daily Faceoff's Frank Saravalli for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. Find event schedules at thehorses.com. We'll see you at the races. At 1:05 today, our headliner, a sit-down 15-minute conversation with Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. And we'll tell you that our Oilers Now headliner is brought to you by Wilhoff Beef Jerky. It's the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhoff, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. At 1:35, as promised, while we're in Las Vegas, we open up with Dean Martin and a guy smoother than Dean Martin, Gene Principe from Sportsnet. We'll talk a bit about, the fandom that occurs in a place like Arizona, in that building. I mean, it's nothing quite like it. And we'll have a little bit of fun coming down the path at 1:35. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. The Edmonton Oilers are now 9-2-1 in the month of March, and they're not gaining ground on Vegas or LA, three of the hottest teams in the league in the Pacific Division. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. George Thurgood, the Destroyer, is taking the stage at the River Cree May 4th. Info and tickets at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to AshleyFineFloors.com. back of the 630 Chad Studios, Brendan Escott. Hello, Brendan. How you doing?
Doing all right. Oh, okay. Great. I've got an engineer talking at me right now. This is fun. Things are good, Bob. Things are good.
You had me scared there for a second because I will not name the hotel, but we switched hotels here in Vegas. They've got an F1 race coming up in the city, and so a couple of the bigger hotels that we've stayed at in the past have a limited amount of rooms. So I always worry whenever, you know, we're on basically a reported app, doing the show off a reported app, and at times if the wireless goes down in the hotel, where you know what. So I always get a little. So I got to ask you, how did it look? And I'd like to know what people thought. You could text us on the Ashley the Fine Floors text line, because I'm going to assume not everybody has watched a lot of the Arizona Coyotes yesterday. What was the visual like last night when you're watching the game on TV? And Brendan, we'll start with you. How did it look?
I'm curious to know what the listeners thought, because I was expecting it to look a lot more peculiar than it actually did. I thought it was pretty standard looking, to be honest with you, from the viewership perspective.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, because when I saw highlights, you know what, it kind of reminded me a bit of Ottawa. Back when Ottawa came in the NHL, and I know we referenced Prospera Place in Kelowna as well in terms of our broadcast location. We were probably 30 feet above the ice and 30 feet from the ice. Like, it was a pretty good broadcast location. The only problem is I had to sit down for the entire game. And, you know, it's, I find I get into it more when I'm standing. I mean, you know this because you sit right next to me at all the Oilers home games when you're going down and grabbing the pre and the interviews for us, you know, the intermission and post game, and then grabbing. So it's just but it definitely has a different feel. In fact, you know what, let's do this. We're going to go to the Oilers Now audio vault. It's presented by Direct Workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. Again, I'll throw it out there in the Ashley Fine Floors text line. How did last night's game look? Did it look like an NHL game? Is it a little bit exasperating to you that we're still in the situation with Arizona? Or can you look past it and you were focused on the team's performance? But into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear. Cam Moon with the call last night.
Here at the Mullet Arena, the Edmonton Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes. Going over the line, it's Michelli on the right wing. He'll cut to the middle, he'll turn, he'll shoot, scores! Matthias Michelli let it go from the high slot. There was traffic in front of Jack Campbell, and it's 1-0 Arizona.
Left wing, Nugent Hopkins, he'll get it across. In front of the net, scores! Off the stick is Zach Hyman, and that took all of 6 seconds, and this game's tied at one.
David comes down the left wing, pulls to the middle, the backhand, and the save made by Vemelka. He holds on.
Kraus gets it down low, the backhand, the save, rebound, scores.
Right at the side of the net was Hayden.
Bukestad in over the line, he'll drive to the net, he'll put it towards the goal, off of Vemelka, and just wide, it comes out, the shot, scores!
Evan Bouchard rips it home, and this game's tied at two.
Fifth goal of the season from Evan Bouchard. The whole sequence starts in the neutral ice.
2-on-1 for Edmonton, Yamamoto with the end mark, following it up, Nurse, to Nurse, the shot, scores!
Darnell Nurse walked in, puts it up high, and the Oilers get a shorthanded goal. They're up 3-2.
14th shorthanded goal of the season as Darnell Nurse reaches the 40-point plateau.
Cross to Valimaki, went over his stick. Drysdale get it back to the blue line. Ekholm will shoot it. That's partially blocked. Here, Drysdale scores!
He let it go off the right wing, and it goes 5-hole on Vemelka, and the Oilers are up 4-2.
Leon Draisaitl has just scored his 300th career goal.
Bain out to Kraus. His shot pad, save Campbell. Rebound, scores. The Schmaltz skates across the top to Keller. His one-timer save. Rebound, scores.
Hayden picked up the rebound. It ties this game at four.
To the point, Bouchard. One-timer, rebound, scores!
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins gives the Oilers a 5-4 lead.
The Oilers hold on. 5-4.
5-4 the final. Edmonton wins this one and gets their 42nd win of the year.
Edmonton Oilers are now 42-23-9 on the season. Jay Woodcroft had this to say after last night's game on getting the win in Arizona.
Well, I felt a little different in that building, but we said this morning it didn't matter where we played the game tonight. It's more about trying to find a way to win the game, get 2 points in a tough building versus a team that only lost one time in regulation in their last 10. So we're walking out of this building with those 2 points, but for me, there were moments in the game where we can be better in, but we found a way to win, and that's a good sign.
Woodcroft added that it's another learning experience for the Edmonton Oilers.
I think you got to understand where their team's at. It's the end of their year. They're working to establish themselves as full-time NHL players. They were willing to take some risks tonight that for us as a team that's kind of trying to tighten the screws on some things, that's not conducive to how we want to play game 83. So we're going to learn from a few of those mistakes, like I said, and get better and move on. I can't underscore it enough. This is a tough building to get 2 points. We found a way to get 2 points. It's credit to our players.
That is Jay Woodcroft, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Bob Stauffer with you along with Brendan Escott on Oilers Now. Zach Hyman had these comments following last night's game on how it felt playing at Mullet Arena.
I mean, the rink's probably the same size I would imagine, but just with the limited seating, it's like a college game, obviously, with the fans on top of you. So it was a different experience.
And Hyman also added an additional perspective on so many Oilers fans in Arizona.
I think it's a unique experience. You're getting, you're the only one of us at 5,000 the capacity, so you're kind of like on top of the team. You get, it's more intimate. So, fun for sure. It's probably a trip that fans circle. Some will be driving to Vegas. I think it's like a 4-hour drive or something. So it's a fun 2 games.
Yeah, and Nick Bjugstad played for the Arizona Coyotes. He was asked, are the sight lines different at a small rink?
I mean, the sensory input, I've said this many times, I think the first time team comes in, come into this arena, it's a little bit of a shock as far as the fans are right on top of you, therefore the rink seems smaller. So, it's a bit of an adjustment, but, it's good ice, and like I said, the Edmonton fans are here tonight, so I made it fun.
All right, let's go to the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. This text comes in saying, Bob, it looked like an Oil Kings game. Puck got lost in the black uniforms. One more thing, I was confused. I thought it was a home game because of the Go Oilers Go chant. All the Oilers fans ruled the building. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Radley says, it looked the same to me. My buddy didn't even know it was in a college arena until I told him near the end of the game. He didn't notice at all. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Big Al says, Bob, all those issues surrounding the Coyotes and the arena situation are business and league related. And in my opinion, neither had the presence on the televised version last night. In fact, at times, I forgot about the smaller crowd in attendance. That one comes to us from the Big Al. This texter says the game looked kind of like a WHL layout with NHL players. Quick game anyway. Was neat to be able to see the announcer's box and the concourses and all that stuff. So we're getting a lot of responses coming in. Craig says, I figured the arena set up in Arizona would be excellent, much better than a large arena that is 75% empty. It's got to be a better experience for the fans in attendance. I didn't notice much of a difference on TV. It reminds me of when Montreal went from the cavernous Olympic Stadium with 12,000 fans or so to a smaller stadium where the same amount of fans make for a full arena. It might not quite be big time, but I think the Yotes have a better chance of getting new fans when they play at the Mullet. So that's a sampling. We'll get to a couple more of these because there's about 60 or 80 texts that have come in. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Center ice cam looked great and very well lit. It's interesting because we had a couple other texters say they didn't think the lighting was very good in the arena. It is 12:22 in Edmonton. When we come back, we'll get to the game day lineup report NHL today. You're listening to Oilers Now. Welcome back, everybody. It's 12:25 in Edmonton, 11:25 Pacific. The Edmonton Oilers are in action tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights, and we, at this time, are going to go to the Game Day Lineup Report brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca. McGuire, by the way, is M small c, capital G-U-I-R-E. We will operate under the context, same lineup in terms of forwards and D for the Edmonton Oilers with Stuart Skinner starting in goal. Skinner's 23, 14, and 5, a 2.93 goals against average, 909 save percentage. Matthias Ekholm with Evan Bouchard. Bouchard has played 22 to 26 minutes per game for the last four games. Ekholm averaging 21.19. Nurse with his ninth last night, 23.35. CeCe over 20 minutes as well. Kulak and Deherny in a third pairing. No morning skate for the Oilers today, by the way. McDavid last night with Kane and Yamamoto. Connor's on an eight-game point streak, 6-10 and 16. RNH, Drysdale, and Hyman. RNH on an eight-game streak, 4-9 and 13. Drysdale, nine-game streak, 5-13 and 18. Connor with 60 goals. Leon up to 46, RNH at 34, and Hyman at 32. Bjugstad was with Fogel and Janmark. Janmark's become a very important player for Edmonton, playing 14-53, Shore, Costin, and Ryan. We will mention coming up in the interview with Ken Holland, which we're going to run at 105 today, you'll get an update on Ryan McLeod. He is not expected back in the short term, so he's probably going to be out at least another week to 10 days based on Ken Holland's comments today. All right, that's a look at the Edmonton Oilers, who are number one in the NHL in goals for 3.93, number one in the power play at 6.2% higher than any other team. They're at 31.9%, which is tied for the all-time best if it finished at the end of the year. Edmonton's opponent is Vegas, who are currently 5 points up in the Oilers with a game in hand. These teams out west have just been the top teams, 5 of 6 teams. Minnesota's lost one game in 20. The Kings are on fire. Vegas is on fire. It's scary. Vegas, 46-21-6. They had Eichel with Barbashev and Marchessault in Edmonton. Eichel was spectacular in that game. Carlson with Amadio and Dorofeev. They got Nikola Wass scored the eventual game winner in overtime. Stevenson's a very effective player at 58% in the circle. Phil Kessel on the right side. Bluger was with Howden and Keegan Kolzar. Martinez expected back. He missed the last game, but he's expected to be paired up with Petrangelo. They'll have McNabb, who threw some big hits at Edmonton on Saturday night with Theodore. And then Haig and Whitecloud. I think we're going to see Laurent Brossoit start again. Vegas 15th in goals, 4 10th in goals, against 16th on the power play, 19th in the PK. Middle of the road in shot metrics. And they're doing this without having Mark Stone, who's on LTIR with back issues, and three injured goaltenders. Not one, not two, but three. Robin Lehner hasn't played a game all season. He's got a hip issue. Logan Thompson's out with an upper body challenge. Aiden Hill's out with a lower body challenge. And Carrier, he's got 16 goals this year, will not play as well. That's your Game Day Lineup Report brought to you by McGuire Financial. It is 12:29 in Edmonton, off to a Global News weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn. And when we come back, Frank Saravalli for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.